While Baltimore officials asked for patience as crews worked to clear city streets from the blizzard of 2016, some residents decided to take matters, or rather, shovels, into their own hands. WYPR's Kenneth Burns takes us to East Baltimore to get the story.
Some were hoping to hear this sound of heavy equipment cleaning up the snow, like here at East Fairmount and North Lakewood. But that didn't happen fast enough for some residents, so many decided to make their own noise, not by calling 311, but by clearing the streets themselves. Mark Pash and Sarah Warbaugh had already dug out their cars on Foster Avenue in Canton and were trying to see if they could make a couple of extra spots available. Pash sees it as doing his part to help the city and his neighborhood.
Yes, it's better use of city resources right now than to hit these little side streets, so if we all just kind of shovel our own streets, probably get it done a lot cheaper.
But Warbaugh didn't want to wait for the city plow to show up.
No, that'll never get done.
Why you say that?
They never do.
She wasn't the only one who'd given up on the city to show up. There was Eric Jordan, a Patterson Park resident who got tired of waiting.
Being home and just seeing that we weren't getting plowed, seeing plows come down Baltimore Street, go up Lombard, and it's like, okay, if nobody's gonna come down here, might as well just go ahead and get the ball rolling ourselves and do everything.
He posted a message on Facebook asking his neighbors in the unit block of South Robinson Street if they were interested in digging out. At least 15 people showed up, and about 4 hours later, the street was cleared of snow, with the exception of a couple of big piles. Jordan says he did call 311 before calling for the neighborhood gathering, and a city plow did show up, eventually.
Probably 5 minutes into us trying to organize everything, the plow came through the street, got stuck in the middle of our street, backed up, and tried to come down Lombard and come down our street basically the wrong way. But he was like, yeah, it's too much snow, we got to get a Bobcat out here, so I pretty much have to leave.
He adds that, to his knowledge, another plow has not shown up since. Not far from South Robinson, residents of the unit block of North Curley Street also decided to do a neighborhood dig out. Maddie Woodruff says the shoveling there started modestly.
It started out with about three of us going out to the street and starting to clear, and the neighbors just heard us outside clearing and playing music and having a good time, and the rest came out.
It took them at least 6 hours to clear out their block and the area between Curley and Potomac, dubbed Green Alley. It's the site of various neighborhood gatherings, including a post-snow clearing party this past Monday, complete with snowbar.
At one point, this was about 4 feet tall, and it was a great place for us to, you know, store different beverages and be able to come out and have a great social gathering.
Now you're probably asking yourself, what did they do with all of that snow? They piled some of it on the sides of alleys or at the far end of them. There are still some snow piles on North Curley and South Robinson. Jordan says he hopes the city sends a truck to his block to remove them soon. I'm Kenneth Burns in East Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.